let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. EBGB's by Brent Hyen shares a skin-crawling tale of terror as screams resonate throughout the neighborhoods, while the local sheriff desperately attempts to stop a series of shocking attacks. Brent is a longtime lover of a good story. He grew up in rural Nebraska, where he developed an interest in science and a passion for writing. Today, the former science teacher enjoys writing believable tales that prompt a good case of the heebie-jeebies. Brent currently resides in Lincoln, Nebraska. With us on This Week in America, Brent Hyen, author of the critically acclaimed horror and suspense novel, Heebie-Jeebies. Brent, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
You're scaring me with the title. I didn't want to give away too much there. Give us a brief synopsis of what Heebie-Jeebies is all about. Sort of get us interested, and then we'll get to go buy the book and enjoy it ourselves. And by the way, congratulations. The reviews are excellent. People are really enjoying this. Keeping them awake at night, which is not a good thing because you're probably more scared at night as you're reading this. Tell me about Heebie-Jeebies. What's the brief synopsis?
Well, Heebie-Jeebies is about a small town in the U.S. It's I purposefully don't say what town it is so that way that the reader can, you know, imagine maybe it's their town, where some insects get mutated and start, instead of eating wood, start eating people. And so Sheriff John Biggs is tasked with trying to figure out not only what's going on, but how did this happen? How did, you know, what can we do to stop it? Things of that nature. So it's got not only obviously horror and stuff like that in it, but a bit of mystery as well. You know, because they want to not only protect the people of the town, but keep this from spreading, which of course would be a very bad thing. So in the story, lots of people close to the Sheriff Biggs get taken out, as well as some people maybe not so close to him. But he's, of course, trying to stop all this so that, you know, they can go on with their daily lives and no longer have to worry about getting being invited to tomorrow's lunch, you might say.
Yes, and if you think you know where the story's going, keep reading because there are twists and turns as you go along the way. One review saying, didn't see the ending coming. It's worth it all the way through the end. It's a highly entertaining book, Heebie-Jeebies, by Brent Hyen, our guest on the program. That's H-E-Y-E-N. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Where did you get the inspiration for writing the book Heebie-Jeebies? Where did this whole idea come from?
Well, I first got the idea actually when I was a freshman in high school. I get a lot of inspiration from a variety of places. A lot of them, even from like B-rated horror flicks, like you might see on the Sci-Fi Channel, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But as I grew and developed, the story just kind of stuck with me because there was just something about it that just made me feel like I needed to tell the story. And eventually I just got to a point in my life where I finally sat down and you know, decided to take it up again because I had actually tried writing it a couple of times before and never got beyond the first chapter. And so it just was something that, you know, like I said, I got inspiration from a number of places, and especially my science background, you know, played a huge part in it because thanks to that, I was able to make it seem less like a B-rated sci-fi flick and more like something that could actually happen.
You know, what's interesting, and you mentioned that you've been toying with this for a long time since high school when the inspiration came. If you had written Heebie-Jeebies 15 years ago, would it have been as good as the product you've got now? Because people really like Heebie-Jeebies in the present form. And I'm saying that because over the years, you consider yourself a better writer and able to maybe tell a story better than you did. Is it better now than it would have been had you written it earlier in your life?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, if I had written it earlier in my life, I wouldn't have had the science background to make it seem more believable. And it would have really been more like probably like fanfare rather than an actual book that someone might would actually want to spend money on and buying. So I'm sure waiting that long has helped quite a bit.
The title Heebie-Jeebies, that alone gets everybody's attention. Talk about coming up with the title. I love the title because it sums it up pretty well.
My own grandmother said that it made her, she had to put down the book and stop reading it because it was making her skin crawl, so.
Well, she gave you a gift of the title and the inspiration. It's so well done. It's Heebie-Jeebies by Brent Hyen. That's H-E-Y-E-N. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. I know you're very talented as a writer. What do you think sets you apart from the other writers, especially in this genre, in telling these horror stories?
Well, part of it is, I think, is the believability.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, I've been reading a lot of books in the horror genre, and many of them are very believable, but I feel like my science background, as well as how I write it, which is in which I imagine it in my mind like I'm watching a movie, and if you can do that and describe what I'm seeing in my mind, it really helps to form the picture in the reader's mind in order to help them see what I'm seeing, and therefore get the same message that I'm trying to get across. So,
with your writing style as a reader, it comes across as a movie. It's very visual. You can see this as you're reading Brent's book, Heebie-Jeebies. Talk about the life experiences, and not just the scientific, being, you know, a teacher and understanding that, but just life experiences that you bring out in the book Heebie-Jeebies, like understanding people, interaction, that type of thing. That has to be a benefit as you're writing something like this.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that even goes back with, you know, just the fact that I've waited as long as I did to actually write the book and put it out there. You know, I had been younger, like you said, you know, it wouldn't have been nearly as believable and nearly as good because I wouldn't have had a lot of those life experiences. So
the book is available Amazon, the usual places, link onto our website, and you can get information on Brent's book, Heebie-Jeebies, Brent Hyen, H-E-Y-E-N. You mentioned, and I really like the aspect of that, you didn't mention the name of the town, so we can sort of fill in our own town, and as you're reading it, that sort of gives that extra element as you're reading it. What are some of the goals, the aspirations you have for Heebie-Jeebies as an author? I mentioned it's very visual. Will there be a follow-up you're writing? Do you see this as possibly being a streaming series, a television series?
Well, I'm not throwing out there. I'm not denying the possibility of there being a sequel. I'm actually working on a different book right now that I think would make probably even a better series than this. But I mean, so there's definitely a lot of possibility in that. I want to keep writing, and I just want to keep telling good stories. So.
Well, we want you to continue doing both. Brent, by the way, you can watch the video version of this on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Go to thisweekinamerica.us videos, click that on, and check out the video that we're doing of today's program as well. As a writer, what do you find sort of the hardest parts about writing, not just this book, but writing any book? What are the challenges in writing a good book?
Well, the first challenge is just finding the time to sit down and do it. There have been a lot of writers that suggest, Stephen King, for example, that suggest go set a certain amount that you're going to do every day and sit down and write that amount. Unfortunately, for me, what I found is I'm not really inspired every day, you know, or I come across a problem of how to proceed in a book and I need time to mull it over. And
yes.
So really the biggest problem for most writers out there is just finding taking the time to sit down and do it. There have been plenty of writers out there that start something and they wanted to get it out there, but they never take the time to finish it. And so this is just something, I mean, it took me 5 years just to write this book, not counting any time that it took to actually edit it and make it presentable. So really the biggest one is just finding the time and then finding the inspiration as well.
It's interesting when you say it, and I would certainly agree, when you sit and you're trying to force something and it's not there, it's really, I don't think, in my mind anyway, productive. The other side of that, when you're sitting there and you just can't stop, the ideas keep coming, is it difficult sometimes to shut it down? You go, it's 3:00 in the morning, I've got to get up at 6:30. I got to turn my brain off here so I can try to get some sleep. Is it difficult once you've got that rhythm going to try to curtail it?
Yeah, I mean, it's you definitely find yourself in a situation where you don't want to lose that information. I've found taking notes and then going like making almost like a timeline for chapter in those instances, and then going in and filling it in as I go later on to be helpful in that regard. But definitely, you know, it's one of those things where, as a writer, you can get kind of absorbed in what you're doing, absorbed in that world rather than the real one. And so as a result, it's very hard many times to shut that down so that way you can get on with your real life.
Oh,
So.
yeah, I can imagine that because you've got this alternate world that you've got going out there. I can see you being with friends or whatever, and your mind is with Sheriff Biggs, what he's going to do about something rather than the current situation. So that obviously is an issue. If somebody is listening and they're going, boy, I really admire Brent. I've always thought about writing. I think I can do well with this. What advice would you give somebody who would like to do it but really has never sat down and started the effort?
I would say sit down and do it. Don't worry about, you know, the grammar and the editing or whatever. Just get the story out, written down, and then you can go back and, you know, tweak it. There's a lot of different writing techniques out there. One is just kind of like flow writing, where you just write down what comes to you. Don't worry about the content. Don't worry about, you know, the grammar, all that kind of stuff, because you can edit it later. And once you sit down and do it and start saying, you know, here, maybe I actually have a good story here, then you can go from there and look into publishing and that sort of thing. But when it comes down to it, if you want to write a book, you gotta first sit down and do it. So.
Yeah, Brent Heyen, our guest on the program, Heyen. His book is Heebie Jeebies, available at Amazon, all the usual places. Talk about developing characters. You do that so well, and you sometimes read books, and they've got too many characters. You read other books, they don't have enough characters, or they're certainly not well developed. How do you go about developing characters and knowing just the right number that do you introduce in the story so it's not confusing, but it advances the overall storyline?
Well, first of all, one thing I did with some of the main characters is I actually kind of sat down and made a bit of a synopsis of their backstory. So, for example, Sheriff John Biggs and the Fire Chief Mike, they actually served together in the military. And Sheriff Biggs actually kind of saved Mike in battle. And so they actually developed that friendship, which is why Mike moved back with him, so that they can continue having that camaraderie and that friendship. And so when you develop that backstory, you can then use that to influx that character as you're writing, and it really helps them feel more real. And as far as too many, too little, you just kind of gotta, as you're going along, fill it out, you know,
Yes.
pretend that you're the reader, not the author. Because many times, as the author, just like an artist, you can become too and almost too infatuated, so to speak, with your own piece of work, and you really need to kind of step aside and say, okay, as a reader, is this working for me? Or is this telling the story the way that I, as a writer, want to tell it? And if you don't do that, then it can be very easy to just say, well, it's perfect, and when it maybe really isn't, so.
You know, I always hate to put a book or anything necessarily in a category. If it's good, it's good. If it's designed for young adults, if it's designed for women 25 to 54, whatever, if it's good, the appeal is broad. Was there a particular target you had in mind as you were writing Heebie-Jeebies?
Not really. I mean, I put it in youth category just because I don't have a lot of some of the stuff that they have in writing nowadays where they consider to be adult. But in actuality, it's just a good story for anyone of just about any age. I probably wouldn't want, you know, younger kids like elementary age to maybe read it, because that would probably give them some pretty creepy nightmares. But beyond that, you know, once you get to a certain age, this is a good book for really anyone.
That background, once again, and you've talked about how important that was as a former science teacher. Does that come into play? Do you sort of, and maybe not at the time, but you sort of look back in your mind, and that's sort of a focus group you've got out there, what it takes to to pique their curiosity, what it takes to get their attention. Was that sort of in the back of your mind as you were writing this?
Yes and no. I mean, as I was writing it, I was aware of the influence of my science background, as I'm describing anatomically and whatnot, what these insects are doing as they're eating someone alive. Obviously, I was aware of it in that respect. But really, I just thought of it as a means by which I, as a writer, can make it more realistic. So that way, they can have that same image in their mind that I was having.
Well, I said in the beginning, a longtime lover of a good story, you are a teller of a good story. And you mentioned working on other books. Talk about that. What, without giving too much away, you've got projects you're working on now, obviously.
Well, I've come up with ideas now and then, but what I'm working on right now is actually, I'm kind of a huge fan of the whole zombie genre. And so, in looking out there, I see all kinds of movies and books and so on and so forth that tell about the zombie apocalypse in other parts of the world, in other parts of the U.S., even England and so on and so forth, but nothing really in my part of the world, in Nebraska area. And so I actually am writing a book where the zombie apocalypse has already happened and the main character is surviving in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the zombie apocalypse. I even have actual sites mentioned in the book that actually exist in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was actually an idea that several friends and I came up with while I was working on my current book and one of my favorite hangout spots. So,
I see the smile on your face as you're talking about it. This is going to be a fun project for you, obviously.
It has been, yes. like in my...
In working with Reader's Magnet, and you've dealt with them in this book, Heebie Jeebies, what's that been like working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out there into the public?
Well, I mean, it's definitely been helpful as far as getting opportunities such as this radio interview and other things of that nature. So they've been very helpful and very attentive as far as making sure that I'm ready to go and just wanted to make sure that I have an all-around good experience.
Well, I think you are ready to go. And judging from the reviews, the readers feel the same way. The book is Heebie Jeebies by Brent Hyen, our guest in the program. Googling that, that's H-E-Y-E-N. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll be able to link on directly and get information on Brent and the book. Brent, it's a pleasure. Congratulations on the success of Heebie Jeebies. Looking forward to having more conversations with you as you write new material out there. Excellent job. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. It's Brent Hyen, our guest, H-E-Y-E-N. The book is Heebie Jeebies. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.